وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، is the class of tafsir inshallah from Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah 5, inshallah first verse number 1. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu أوفوا بالعقود أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم إن الله يحكم ما يريد. Inshallah, one of the brothers read the tafsir of Sheikh Sa'di. Inshallah, to benefit, and if there is anyone who wants to.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله في تفسير الآية: هذا أمر من الله تعالى لعباده المؤمنين بما يقتضيه الإيمان بالوفاء بالعقود، أي بإكمالها وإتمامها وعدم نقضها ونقصها. وهذا شامل للعقود التي بين العبد وبين ربه من التزام عبوديته والقيام بها أتم القيام، وعدم الانتقاص من حقوقها شيئا. والتي بينه وبين الرسول بطاعته واتباعه، والتي بينه وبين الوالدين والأقارب ببرهم وصلتهم وعدم قطيعتهم، والتي بينه وبين أصحابه من القيام بحقوق الصحبة في الغنى والفقر واليسر والعسر، والتي بينه وبين الخلق من عقود المعاملات كالبيع والإجارة ونحوهما، وعقود التبرعات كالهبة ونحوها، بل والقيام بحقوق المسلمين التي عقدها الله بينهم في قوله: إنما المؤمنون إخوة، بالتناصر على الحق والتعاون عليه والتآلف بين المسلمين وعدم التقاطع. فهذا الأمر شامل لأصول الدين وفروعه، فكلها داخلة في العقود التي أمر الله بالقيام بها. ثم قال ممتنا على عباده: أحلت لكم، أي لأجلكم، رحمة بكم، بهيمة الأنعام من الإبل والبقر والغنم، بل ربما دخل في ذلك الوحشي منها، والضباء وحمر الوحش ونحوها من الصيود. واستدل بعض الصحابة بهذه الآية على إباحة الجنين الذي يموت في بطن أمه بعدما تذبح. إلا ما يتلى عليكم، تحريمه منها في قوله: حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير، إلى آخر الآية. فإن هذه المذكورات وإن كانت من بهيمة الأنعام فإنها محرمة. ولما كانت إباحة بهيمة الأنعام عامة في جميع الأحوال والأوقات، استثنى منها الصيد في حال الإحرام، فقال:
نعم.
استثنى منها الصيد في حال الإحرام فقال: غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم، أي أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام في كل حال، إلا حيث كنتم متصفين بأنكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم، أي متجرئون على قتله في حال الإحرام وفي الحرم، فإن ذلك لا يحل لكم إذا كان صيدا كالضباء ونحوه. والصيد هو الحيوان المأكول المتوحش. إن الله يحكم ما يريد، أي فمهما أراده تعالى حكم به حكما موافقا لحكمته، كما أمركم بالوفاء بالعقود لحصول مصالحكم ودفع المضار عنكم، وأحل لكم بهيمة الأنعام رحمة بكم، وحرم عليكم ما استثنى منها من ذوات العوارض من الميتة ونحوها صونا لكم واحتراما، ومن صيد الإحرام احتراما للإحرام وإعظاما.
بارك الله فيك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this ayah, Surah Al-Ma'idah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو you who believe, أوفوا بالعقود. Fulfill your obligations. Fulfill your contracts, your agreements, your covenants. أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام. It was made lawful to you for food, the beasts of cattle, the beasts of cattle, which is the camel, the cow, the goat, the sheep is lawful for you. غير محل الصيد إلا ما يطلع عليكم, except that which will be announced to you. Except that which will be announced to you. Means that's not lawful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in verse number 3, which is the حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به والمنخنقة والموقوذة والمتردية والنطيحة وما أكل السبع إلا ما ذكيت وما ذبح على النصب. There is the exceptional. The origin is the permissibility and the lawfulness of behemoth al-an'am, the cattle. إلا ما يتلى عليكم, except that which will be announced to you. غير محل الصيد, also being unlawful to you. غير محل, إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد. Except that which will be announced to you therein. Game also being unlawful when you assume ihram. Also the صيد, the game is unlawful to you when you assume ihram. وأنتم حرم. إن الله يحكم ما يريد. Verily Allah commands that which He wills. In this ayah, one single ayah, so many rules in it. First ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. Oh, you who believe, fulfill the عقود. The عقود is the عهود, is the covenants, is the contracts, is agreements, is whatever the person should be abide to. Sheikh Sa'd rahimahullah, he make tafsir. He said, this is a command from Allah Almighty to his slaves, to his believing servants, by which the iman, the believing in Allah, necessitates, which is fulfilling the uqud by completing it and without nullifying it or reducing it. Means fulfill the contract, means complete it. Don't nullify it before it is time and situation, and don't reduce it. Don't dismiss some of it is, some of the it is branches. The Sheikh said, and this encompasses all kinds of covenants, contracts, and agreements between the person, the covenant between the person, the slave, and Allah Azza wa Jal. So the person has a covenant with Allah. When the believer says, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله, there he signed a contract. He agreed to something. He says that he's going to worship Allah, number one, and that he will single out Allah in worship. So all kinds of worship include when you say La ilaha illallah, there is no true God, no one, no God worth of worship but Allah. You affirm the worship for Allah from worship, prayer, sujood, fast, and the like. And that also you single out Allah in worship. This is the العقد. إنسان حديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said كتب الله فرض الله كتب الله على العباد 5 صلوات في اليوم والليل، من أتى بهن ولم ينقص منهن شيئا كان على الله حقا أن يدخله الجنة، كان على الله عهد أن يدخله الجنة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the one who fulfilled the 5 prayers day and night, he has a covenant with Allah to make him enter Jannah. It's a covenant. Allah said in another ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ whoever fulfill his covenant with Allah. فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين. These are the covenant the person, the Muslim has with Allah Azza wa Jal. So fulfill your agreements, your covenants, your contracts include the one you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Azza wa Jal. All the obligations, that's what Sheikh Sa'di says. هذه عهود. Therefore the person will be asked the day of judgment if it was not, he was not abided to, if he was not required, why is he being asked? He will be asked. No one will move from where he stands the day of judgment until he is asked questions. So from those questions, ماذا كنتم تعبدون? Who do you used to worship? Who do you used to worship? From that question is ماذا أجبتم المرسلين? What did you respond to the messenger? In the grave also will be asked about من ربك? Who is your Lord? Who you used to worship? Also, who is your prophet? So, these are covenants, these are obligations. Many Muslims don't think it that way. They don't understand that way. When you say, I'm a Muslim, أشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله, you accepted that you are going to obey Allah, worship Him, subhana, and that you single Allah in worship. So, if you don't do that, you break your promise. Also, وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله, I bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, that also you agree, you give in the messenger, you fulfilling the right of the messenger, of believing in him, of obeying him, of taking the religion only from him, صلى الله عليه وسلم, assisting him, calling people to his way, hating whoever hate him, loving whoever love him. These are what you agree to when you say أشهد أن محمدا رسول. So the Shaykh said وهذا شامل للعقود التي بين العبد وبين ربه من التزام عبوديته والقيام بها أتم قيام وعدم الانتقاص من حقوقها شيئا. That's one right. So your obligations, your covenant with Allah, which is to worship him alone, to worship him, obey him, and to single out Allah in worship, this ayah includes you. Fulfill your obligation. The Shaykh continues saying, وَالَّتِي بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ بِطَاعَتِهِ وَاتِّبَاعِهِ. Also, this encompasses the obligations and the covenant between the person and the messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم. What's your covenant with the Messenger Sallam? ماذا? That you obey him. For instance, after Adhan, you send Salam and Salatul Prophet Sallam. You say, Allahumma Rabb hadhihi ad-da'wa ad-du'a. He says, Sallam, وابن أزداد حلت له شفاعة يوم القيامة. My شفاعة, my intercession is halal for that person. Means يعني he is guaranteed for him. So the Sheikh said also the covenant between the حقوق, the rights between the Messenger Sallam and the person. And the rights you have on the Messenger Sallam, if you obey him, to make shafa'a for you. If you obey the Messenger Sallam, to make shafa'a for you, bi'idhni Allah Azza wa Jal. The Shaykh said, وَالَّتِي بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقَارِبِ بِبِرِّهِمْ وَصِلَتِهِمْ وَعَدَمِ قَطِيعَتِهِمْ. Also, it includes this covenant, include what's between the person and his two parents, his relative, by being dutiful to them, connecting them, and not boycotting them or oppressing them. So the aqarib and the parents, especially parents and the relative, have two rights. One right, they have a right, something is not allowed, and something is commanded. What's not allowed is to oppress them, and what's commanded is to be nice to them. So sometimes the person, he is not oppressive to his parents, but at the same time he is not nice to them. So there's a difference between to be nice to the parent and to be oppressor, to oppress them. To oppress them is when you disrespected them, when you hurt them, when you oppress them. This is from the major sin. That's one thing. That's not enough. Someone may not do any of this. He doesn't hurt his parents. Alhamdulillah, it doesn't happen. But on the other hand, he is not nice to them. He is not nice to them. For instance, someone, his mother is right there. His father is there. He has his own worldly life. Yes, he has. He's taking care of his business. But he doesn't. Mother, he's not nice to his father, to his mother. He can visit her. He can call her. He can communicate with her. Month is past, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. This is not nice to his parent. ما أحسن إلى أبويه. He's not dutiful to them. But on the other hand, if they are happy with him, they don't have problem with that. He didn't make, he's not aq to them. He didn't, they were very happy. My son, mashallah, is doing well. He has his own kids. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for him. Alhamdulillah, I'm happy with him. So this, he didn't make aq. He didn't boycott them. He didn't hurt them. But on the other hand, he is not nice to them. So the ببرهم وصلتهم وعدم قطيعتهم. So القطيعة من العقوق والبر من الإحسان بالوالدين إحسانا. So why it bother a believer Muslim to say to his mother, mother, how are you doing? Even if she is on the other side of the earth. As long as Allah, since Allah make the communication easy. That after Allah, what pleases the parents, especially the mothers. Mother, you're doing good. You need any help? Alhamdulillah. Father, the same thing. وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Even if they are not Muslims. Even if they are not Muslims. Even if they are kuffar. Even if they call you to disbelief. They have this right to treat them worldly in a good way. But don't obey them in disbelief. عياذا بالله. وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا. You never know, by treating them well, نعم nicely, kindness, helping them financially, whatever you able, till they feel you like them, you want to good for them, you care about them as they did care about you. You never know, maybe that leads them to become Muslim. That leads them to be upon Sunnah if they are upon Bid'ah. You never know it. So Al-Muhim, to this is the Shaykh say, it includes the covenant between the person and his parents, his relative, and وَالَّتِي بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَصْحَابِهِ مِنَ الْقِيَامِ بِحُقُوقِ الصُّحْبَةِ فِي الْغِنَى وَالْفَقْرِ وَالْعُسْرِ وَالْيُسْرِ وَالْعُسْرِ. Also, this ayah, fulfill your obligations, the Shaykh say, also includes what's between the person and his companion, his friends, the right of companionship, in richness, in poverty, in ease, in difficulty. So you have a friend, he goes through hardship. He cannot pay the rent. From the companionship, from the friendship, from the neighborhood, right, to help. You don't treat that one, your companion, your friend, like the other people. They have a special right. وَصَاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ قَالَ تَعَالَى وَعَبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. المهم, so the companion has a right, your friend has a right, right of friendship. The Shaykh said includes the ayah. He's in difficulty, you are in ease, to help. He's poor, you are rich, to help. Some friends, they companion, they may be roommate years, they go to school years. One of them become rich. One of them become very healthy, become very rich. He ignored the other one. He said, I never saw you. How you say you didn't see me? We've been roommate years. No, I don't know you. Find someone else. Did something happen? No, don't forget the right of companionship. Don't ignore someone who you have ma'arifa. This has haqq. Allah al-musta'an. Sheikh, one of the mashayikh, his name is Sheikh Aid al-Shamri, hafidhahullah, he talk about a fitna which happened. He say two students, two mashayikh, are going to be friends, companion, together, years, making hajj together, making umrah together, visiting mashayikh together, having the same, renting the same hotel, the same area, years, 20, 30, 40. And he said, 14-year-old comes and he take words from this, he take words from this, and this one he bring refutation, the other one refutation, and boycott. So how 14-year-old cut all this good relationship between you and him, years. So the friendship has right. Somebody was your companion, he has right. He has right. The same thing, somebody who did good for you, you remember that. You don't treat him like someone who didn't do good for you. Someone who did good for you, was nice to you. You don't treat him someone who was not nice to you. That doesn't mean you do wrong things or you help him with wrong things. But any right. The Shaykh said, وَالَّتِي بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْخَلْقِ مِنْ عُقُودِ الْمُعَامَلَاتِ كَالْبَيْعِ وَالْإِجَارَاتِ وَنَحْوِهِمَا وَعُقُودِ التَّبَرُّعَاتِ كَالْهِبَةِ وَنَحْوِهَا. Also, when Allah said, أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ, fulfill your covenants, the agreements, the contracts. The Shaykh also said, include what happened between the person and the other people in dealings, in transactions, like selling, buying, renting, and the like. All those contracts. وَعُقُودِ التَّبَرُّعَاتِ كَالْهِبَةِ وَنَحْوِهَا. So, it includes all those. The Shaykh said, بَلْ وَالْقِيَامِ بِحُقُوقِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ الَّتِي عَقَدَهَا اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي قَوْلِ إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The Shaykh, rather, this ayah even includes the rights between the believers. Because Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Indeed, the believers are brothers. So he said, this brotherhood brings rights. الله أكبر، حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. إنما المؤمنون إخوة. The believer is our brother. The person is a believer. He is your brother. The brother has a right. From that right, the Shaykh said, بالتناصر عن الحق. To support, to aid one another on the right. والتعاون عليه, to help one another on good. والتآلف بين المسلمين. Joining together between the Muslims. وعدم التقاطع, lack of boycotting one another. The Shaykh said, فهذا الأمر شامل لأصول الدين وفروعه. Therefore, this command of Allah, أوفوا فلفل بالعقود, the covenant, encompasses all the religion. It is principles and it is branches. فكلها داخلة في العقود التي أمر الله بالقيام بها. All it includes, all the contracts that Allah commanded to fulfill it. In another, the Shaykh said also, ويستدل بهذه الآية أن الأصل في العقود والشروط الإباحة. This ayah is a proof, it's used as a proof at the origin and the role of the contracts and conditions is permissibility. The origin and the role of conditions and contract is permissibility, validity, it's valid. Because Allah has commanded to fulfill the contracts. عقود, to fulfill the covenant. So it includes all kinds of covenant. Unless there is a specific proof showing that that kind of contract is not allowed. Otherwise, the origin is allowed. So therefore, if the ulama, they differ, is this kind of transaction allowed or not allowed? And the people who differ are the people of knowledge upon sunnah, not people of ignorance and not people of desire and innovations. People of sunnah, they differ, this kind of transaction, this kind of contract, these kinds of conditions, is it permissible or not permissible? The origin is to be permissible. For instance, the ulama, they differ, Ahl Sunnah. They differ if a woman, if a man give an agreement with a woman, he will not marry another wife. He will remain with her, inshallah. He say, okay, she says she has that condition. He say, no, okay, I accept it. The ulama, they differ, is he going to fulfill or not? Some of them, they say he shouldn't fulfill it. He doesn't have to. He's not a buyer. Why? Because this condition is wrong. Why is she preventing him from marrying another wife if he's financially and why just sell everything? Some other ulama, they say, no, this is a contract, this agreement. You have to fulfill it. The ulama, they differ. Based on this ayah, Allah commanded to fulfill the agreements. So, this was the origin. Whoever say you don't fulfill the agreement, he has to bring a proof. Why not fulfilling this agreement? This is agreement. And Allah said, أوفوا بالعهود, أوفوا بالعقود. Allah said, no, I will أوفوا بالعهد. So, just an example. Whatever the people of knowledge differ of the contracts and agreements, and covenants, yes, the origin is to be lawful. Whoever says it's not lawful, he has to bring a proof for it. Someone, he has a, he lended another one a money. Let me say $1,000. He said, I'm lending you this money with a condition that you give me back every month $100. Every month $100 until the coming 10 months you complete the 1,000. The origin is allowed. Whoever says it's not allowed, you have to wait all your 1,000 one time, he has to bring a proof. Otherwise, it's permissible because Allah said, fulfill the covenants. The Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala, so here he said, أن الأصل في العقود والشروط الإباحة. وأنها تنعقد بما دل عليها من قول أو فعل لإطلاقها، وليس هناك علامة تدل على موضع زيادة لإطلاقها. The Sheikh said, and also the form and the way of the contract, people they make the agreements, is any way in which they agree on. Doesn't have to be specific wording, and doesn't have to be specific يعني sentences. For instance, in marriage, some ulama they say, when marriage is being initiated, it has to be used the Arabic words. It has to be used Arabic. Some ulama they say, بيع المعاطات, when there is a selling, someone selling stuff, another one buying, they have to say the statement, I buy it from you, I sell it to you. If not, they say it's invalid. For instance, if you see the price is $10, he put the $10 on the table and the other one take it and they go, he give him the receipt, they say this is not valid. They have to talk. Because they say what's in the heart, it's not known until it's expressed. So he has to say, I accepted this buying, and you accept it. If not, other ulama, they say no. If they do this, this person, he put price on his product, he saw it, he paid the money, he gave him the change, he gave him the receipt, even if they don't talk. This is the way they understand the agreement. It is valid. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned specific words and sentences to use it. It goes back to urfun nas, how people understand it, their custom. Now, as long as that custom doesn't bring arguments and confusion, now it's not allowed. Has to be very clear things. No argument is tayyib. Now, that's different. If the buyer cannot talk, that's exceptional for them. Necessity. Yes. Because they are not saying someone who can't talk shouldn't buy. They say he buy, but now it's darura. Al-muhim, ala kullin. So this ayah, it is man, a husband and a wife, they have contract. This woman, when she married this man, she married for a reason. You think she married he to hit her, to break her nose, to damage her head, no. To threaten her so she live in a life of scare, no. To publicize her and to make her shortcoming, her mistake is known to her, all his family. Every night calling his mother, his sister, telling about his wife, no. On the other hand, man marry a woman what? To put him in a jail? Whenever he talk, taqillah, I'm calling the police. That's why he marry her? Did he marry her? He has sometimes a need. No, don't get close to him. Tayyib. Sister, pray. No, Salah is not yours. Did he marry? I want to go to Bari. No, don't do that. Taqillah. No. Did he marry her for these reasons? No, he didn't marry her. He didn't marry her. She didn't marry him for those reasons. So everybody should fulfill what he agreed to, what he was being expected, what he showed to the people he will fulfill it, what he assumed them, make them assume he is going to do it. And sometimes even it's very clear. They have a clear contract signed. Man has a condition. The woman has a condition. It's written. You find the person go around, turn around. What happened? Human being change. Oh, you assign contracts. You don't change the contracts. Human being change, but you didn't change. You're the same person. Don't change. So in Islam, it's so important to fulfill the contract. No deception. No deception. Yes, the person is not complete, but he has to try his best to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fulfilling his requirement, by fulfilling his obligations, which is between him and Allah Azza wa Jal, between him and the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, between him and the people, especially the relative and the wife, his husbands and the like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the Shaykh said, ثم قال تعالى ممتنًا على عباده أحلت لكم أي لأجلكم. Allah said in the ayah, أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام. It was made lawful, the بهيمة الأنعام, that was made lawful for you. All the beasts of cattle is lawful for you. All kinds of camel, sheep, all those is lawful for you. Except that which will be announced to you. Except forbidden, as verse number 3, forbidden to you for 4 hours. Al-mayta, the dead animal. Karal, beast not slaughtered. So this is from exception. Yes, it's a goat, it's a sheep, it's a camel. The origin is lawful. Allah made lawful for us. But when it's not slaughter, it's haram. Also, وَمَا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ, and that on which Allah's name hasn't been mentioned while slaughtering. What other than Allah's name has been mentioned on it? When they slaughter, they say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Sheikh Jailani, in the name of such Mary, Christmas, Safarullah. It's not allowed. Don't say, oh, this is a sheep. A Christian is allowed what they slaughter. Yes, it's allowed, the Christian is what they slaughter, but with a condition that it shouldn't be mentioned on it by a name other than the name of Allah. So this is exceptional. Okay, Allah says, Subhanah, wal-munkhaniqah. Munkhaniqah is the one has been killed by strangling. Yes. It's been killed by strangling. Yes, like they put a rope in her neck and then tied it until it died. Haram. It was not slaughter, but in that way. وَالْمَوْقُودَ الْمَضْرُوبَ, the one it's hidden, and it died because of that. No slaughter. وَالْمُتَرَدِّيَ, the one who fell down from somewhere, yani was thrown from somewhere, from building, it died on that way. It's not allowed. وَمَا دُبِهَ عَلَى النُّصُبِ, what slaughter on an idol, for an idol, even if name of that idol is not mentioned, the reason is for other than Allah. So these are exceptional. إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ, except that which will be announced to you herein. أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ غَيْرَ مُحِلِّ الصَّيْدِ. Also, game being unlawful when you assume ihram for Hajj or Umrah. So the game, yani, to hunt the game is lawful. Except one situation, when you are on ihram, when you're making Hajj or making Umrah, and you involve the ihram, from there on, you are not allowed to kill the game. You cannot help. Not only that, even if it's killed again for you, without your knowledge, you are not even allowed to eat. But if it was not for you, and you have no share in, then it's lawful. Some ulama, they say even that case. Allah said, غَيْرَ مُحَلِّ الصَّيْدِ. So the صَيْد, the game is not allowed. When, وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمْ, while you are, إِحْرَام. While you're making Hajj, making Imran. It's from mahdhurat al-ihram, when you are making hajj, when you are making umrah, there are certain things prohibited to you. Like what? Yes, marrying to another one. Having a relationship with your wife, jima', haram. What else? Yes, cutting the hair, haram. Yes, cutting the nails, perfume, and the like. So from that, hunting is not allowed. غير محل الصيد. Other than that, the صيد, the game, how many kinds of game out there? Wherever, in the ocean, on the, so it's lawful. This is from blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many, so much animal game, how many, the number of sheep, the number of goat, the number of, how much? It's lawful. Except when there is an issue with it. Allah, other than Allah's name is mentioned. It's a problem. It die without slaughtering. May not be healthy, disease, something you may not even know it. طيب. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, إن الله يحكم ما يريد. Verily Allah commands that which He wills. Allah يريد, Allah يحكم ما يريد. Allahu Akbar. It's only Allah who يحكم ما يريد. No one shares with Allah. It's one of the descriptions of Allah that He subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that which He will subhanahu wa ta'ala. The command of the Sharia, legislation command, and the universal command. Rain, death, life, this is lawful, this is unlawful. It is the right of Allah. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيد. He does subhanahu wa ta'ala what He wills. Only Allah. The rest are creation. They only do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to do. Nothing else. Yama irada qadariya or irada shar'iya. We are, yani, all the creation obey Allah Azza wa Jal, willingly or unwillingly. They are the slaves of Allah, willingly or unwillingly. Disbeliever, the disbeliever, he obeys Allah. He obeys Allah day and night. But that is unwilling. He will not be rewarded for that because it's not by his choice. And from that is he cannot be out of the command of Allah. Sleep, eat, drink, die, get sick, all that. ولله يسجد ما في السماوات والأرض طوعا وكرها. Everything prostrate, humble itself to Allah, willingly or unwillingly. سبحانه وتعالى. So إن الله يحكم ما يريد. Allah عز وجل judges, commands that which He wills. لا إله إلا الله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُ لَا تُحِلُّ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُحِلُّ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ وَلَا الشَّهْرَ الْحَرَامِ وَلَا الْهَدِي وَلَا الْقَلَائِدِ وَلَا آمِينَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا وَإِذَا حَلَلْتُمْ فَاصْطَادُوا وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَنْ صَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ أَنْ تَعْتَدُوا وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. السورة هي سورة الأحكام. سورة المائدة هي سورة اللوز and rules and regulations. You understand well Surah Al-Ma'idah, you know so much ahkam, rules from the deen of Allah. So much ahkam. In this ayah, the first ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala By the way, Surah Al-Ma'idah, is it Makki or Madani? This surah, who knows? Naam. Madaniya. Tayyib. Yes? Tayyib. Madani. Madaniyatun. What's the difference between the Quran, it's called Madani, and the Quran called Makki? Naam. Yes? Before Hijra and after Hijra. Okay. So the Quran, which was revealed after the migration of Prophet from Mecca to Medina, is Quran of Medina. The Quran which was revealed before that, Quran of Mecca. Question: how about if this surah or this verse was revealed after Hijra, after the Mecca was captured, conquer, and Prophet was in Mecca, like the ayah al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, Prophet was in Mecca, was in Arafah, was, so what do you consider, Mecca or Medina? Yes, Madani. Okay, that's what some ulama they choose, regardless where the verse or the surah was revealed. Even if it was revealed in Mecca, but it was revealed after the migration, they say it's Madani. But some surah, they was revealed twice. Like which surah? There are some surah of Quran was revealed twice, not only one time. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Reminding for those who were in the class this morning, the class of Adab al-Mufrad, and maybe the others is the first time they hear this hadith. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that there are two actions. Nobody does it, no Muslim. That's it, he enters Jannah. It's easy, and those who do it are few. وما يسير والعاملون به ما قليل. It's easy, but those who do it are few, Prophet ﷺ said. It's to say after every prayer, Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times. He said, Allah said, that's 150. 150. Yani, subhanAllah, 10 times, Alhamdulillah, 10 times, Allah Akbar, 10 times. That's tedi. Tedi after every mandatory prayer. 30 times 5, 150. Prophet said, that's 1,500 hasanat. 1,500 hasanat. He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the second one is when someone go to sleep, go to bed, he says, before he sleep, he says, 100 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. That's 100 hasanat, that's 100, and then it's 1,000 hasanat. Before going to sleep, Subhanallah, 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. That's 100. 100 hasanat, 1,000. 1,500 plus 1,000, how much? 2,500. 2,500 or 2,500. The same thing. Prophet ﷺ said, is there anyone of you who does 2,500 bad things? Then the Sahaba asked her, or the messenger of Allah, and the hadith, وَلَا يُحْصِيهِمَا, the person don't do it. They say, how he doesn't? They say, he said, in his salah, shaitan reminded him such, 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 until he forget to make the dhikr. So you remember something sometimes, you remember something in your salah, right there when salah finish, you go, especially some people, some messages. And even sometimes innovation makes some people forget the dhikr. The imam says, taslim out, raising hands. They lost the reward. they replace with innovation. And some of them, some country, they have culture, they greet one another. Right there, salam alaikum, you greet the one right hand, left, even if he was with you before salah. So the person, he divide the greeting. So they lose the sunnah. In the hadith that some, the shaitan reminds the musalli something. Do you remember such, such, such? That makes him not to do these adkar. As for the before sleeping, the same thing. Something make you forget. Something make you busy. You find yourself you already asleep. But those, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, khallatani, yani, is two actions. Is easy. And whoever does it, he enters Jannah. Imagine instead of 30, subhanAllah, 33 times, alhamdulillah, instead of 30, subhanAllah, 10 times, alhamdulillah, 10 times, Allah Akbar, 10 times, if you make 33, which is another way to do it, subhanAllah, 33, after salah, subhanAllah, 33, alhamdulillah, 33, Allah Akbar, 34, as they go, when the same way when you go to bed, as Prophet ﷺ taught Ali radiallahu anhu and Fatima radiallahu anhuma, Fatima radiallahu anha, she complained to the Prophet ﷺ because of hard work she's doing it. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she didn't find it, the message, sallam. The message was conveyed to him, alayhi wa sallam, if I'm not mistaken. He came to the house while Ali and Aisha, Ali and Fatima are sleeping. Prophet sallam, he mentioned something better than a selfish person. Fatima, she was looking for someone who serve her because she's tired of that job. And that's when some ulama, they take it that it's on the women to work, to do the house job. Because some ulama, they say it's not mandatory. It's from goodness, it's from good mu'amala, but it's not mandatory. Some ulama, they say it's a mandatory. How they use this hadith? Because Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, she complained about the hard work she's doing. In a way, she even needs someone to help her. And Prophet, he didn't say to Ali, you need to facilitate. Go facilitate someone who work for your wife. He said, didn't say that. And Muhim Prophet, he said, do I tell you something better than you? A surface person, say subhanallah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times before you go to sleep. So this is how great this adkar is. And with that, Prophet, he finds someone, somebody serve them. So yes, you can have someone help you with the house job, but still make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. La ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.